This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's parliament voted on Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state, following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Opposition leader Yair Lapid said the entire move was a political stunt by Netanyahu. Lapid accused the prime minister of making up a threat that does not exist. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister Javad Alji come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil said global institutions are not up to the job of solving the world's biggest crises. Brazil Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira made the bleak assessment Wednesday at the start of the two-day meeting of foreign ministers from the group of 20 nations in Rio de Janeiro. Vieira cited the failure of the UN Security Council to prevent or halt conflicts such as those playing out in Ukraine on the Gaza Strip, which he called an unacceptable paralysis. This is